Hello, friends, and welcome to the Virtual Ingenuity Business Podcast. We have a very special guest today from Arizona. He works with Business Credit Works, pursuing his passion for helping other entrepreneurs access the capital they need to achieve their dreams. Now, after 20 plus years in corporate America, Business Credit Works is the first and the only DBE MBE certified business credit company. My guest today has worked with Wells Fargo, BNY Wealth Management Bank, Bank of America, PennyMac Loan Servicing, JP Morgan Chase, Desert Schools Federal Credit Union, Alliance Financial Services, and Charles Schwab Brokerage. Utilizing his experience in lending and finance, my guest today has started Business Credit Works. Rather than using a cookie cutter approach to business credit, Business Credit Works really takes on a customized approach as they believe every business is unique with different needs, funding goals, and credit demands. Their mission has never changed. He will help you build a credit-worthy business and obtain the funding you need without having to put your personal credit or personal assets at risk every single time. Please welcome to the Virtual Ingenuity Business Podcast, Daryl Johnson. Welcome,
Wow, thank
Daryl.
you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. I was impressed by myself.
It always helps, right? When you hear all of your accolades.
Right.
Yes, good. I'm so excited to have you on the show today.
I'm excited to be here. I'm looking forward to it.
Yes, this is going to be a fun conversation. So let's talk about how credit plays a role in business. This is so important to entrepreneurs and business owners. So what exactly, Daryl, is business credit?
Business credit is simply credit in your company's EIN number. Just as your personal credit score and credit profile plays a part in your personal life, so does that credit score for your business. Okay, it's very important because the credit score speaks to character, whether it's personal or business. A good credit score or a bad credit score is the first indication that someone or a company is in trouble. Very,
Okay.
very important to have a good score.
Absolutely, in personal and business. So why would a business owner, Daryl, need business credit?
That score plays a part in insurance, business insurance, bond insurance, and 100% in the lending piece of it. Because as a lender, we're trying to find as much positive financial data to analyze credit worthiness. So when we have a credit score that's good in the personal, and then we have a business credit score that's also good, that really shows that lender that you're really on, you personally and business-wise are on top of things. And you definitely speaks to your character.
That's right. And Daryl, too, it also helps having a good business credit also helps when you apply for grants. And many people don't think about that as well, but it really does play an important role. And it's really good to have a great business plan as well.
Well, 100%, yes.
All right. So if a business owner per se has a new business, right? Can you help with startup capital? I had a podcast before that talks about how to access capital. One of my very first podcasts last season, filled with wonderful information. So if a business owner has a new business, can you help with that startup capital and how so?
Definitely can help in that area. One it's actually 1 hour out of creating your entity. You're active in good standing with the Secretary of State. We've got one of our programs. I personally call it the Fast Track program. You can leverage your good personal credit score of 680 or higher to qualify for up to $150,000 in 0% business credit cards. So with that program, it takes about 20 days to start getting those corporate credit cards. Now there's your working capital for your business, for your marketing, whatever you want to use those credit cards for, and that's all in the company's name. And the credit cards we work with also report to the credit reporting agencies, Dun & Bradstreet, Experian, Equifax. TransUnion does not do anything in the business or commercial space.
Okay.
That's a great program for a startup. And it also allows for a credit partner. So if you personally don't meet the requirements, underwriting guidelines for the 680, you can have a credit partner. That person has to be on the operating agreement, and you can use their good personal credit to jumpstart getting the business credit in the EIN number.
Okay, so tell me a little bit, or tell us a little bit about the credit partner. So their name, apparently, their name is on the application, but do they then own a certain percentage of the business, or are they separate but just using them for credit?
They have to be a part of the operating agreement. They can own 2% of the company. Because, you know, your members and your parties change all the time. So they have to be part of the business ownership structure. And that way, that's why we're using their good personal credit score for that business, because on the paperwork, they own, have an interest in the business.
Okay. Could you have more than one credit partner?
Oh, yes. Every entity that you have, if you've got three entities and two nonprofits, nonprofits also can get corporate credit card because it's based on the EIN number. Each company that you have that's active in good standing with the Secretary of State with different partners on the application, because if we use one partner, one thing for the LLC, use one partner's personal credit for that one. For your next entity, we'd have to use a different partner.
Okay.
Yeah, we have to use a different partner. We can't use that same partner for the next entity or the next nonprofit. When 6 months, you can come back and we can start the process all over again.
Mm-hmm. With that's that important seasoning. To know.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Okay, good. Thanks for clarifying that. Now, you mentioned, Daryl, the Fast Track program, and that it mm-hmm. takes several, you know, a certain number of days to get that credit up and running. But what's the duration of that program, say from start to finish on average? And what does that process look like?
First step is just taking a brief application, 5 questions, getting you registered in the back office. Then you'll talk with my team. I'm a loan broker. So you'll talk with my team. They'll go over the program, answer more questions for you, explain the process. Next, they will send an email out with all the underwriting guidelines there. The 680 is the first thing we look at. Now we're going to look at the credit profile overall. One thing is your debt ratio for your credit cards needs to be below 30%. Okay. So what, say they send that email out, there'll be a link for you to do a soft credit pull. We just want to take a look at your credit. And then we can tell you what you qualify for before we even move to the next step. That takes about 24 hours or less just to go through that process, because my team is very, very fast. And I tell my business owners, it doesn't cost anything to go through that process. And now we're going to have the facts on what you can and cannot do. That approval is good for 30 days. And you can decide whether you want to move forward or not. And for the approval process, you might be approved. Two things could happen: approved for 60 to 80K or approved with conditions.
Okay.
The approval with conditions will be pay down your Bank of America credit card to this dollar amount. But they're still going to tell you how much credit you're approved for once you satisfy that condition and paying down your Bank of America credit card. Then it needs to update to the credit bureau before we can move ahead.
Okay,
so approval with conditions is going to take a little bit longer because it needs to report to the credit bureau as opposed to just a straight approval. You don't have to pay down anything. Yes, I want to move forward. Great. We'll send out disclosures, sign paperwork, and get going.
Okay, great. So you say all of that to say, now we know that you're in Arizona, but you do all of this virtually, right?
Exactly.
Okay, good.
Exactly.
So
yes.
I just want my listening audience to know that because Daryl is in Arizona, doesn't mean you can't work with him. You can still utilize Business Credit Works.
Yes,
Virtually.
We work in all 50 states. As long as you're active and good standing with the Secretary of State, we can definitely work with you from an S-Corp, nonprofit, LLC. We just do with that EIN number, because I jokingly told a client yesterday, I want to divorce you from your company. And then after I explained to her the process and why, she was a doctor, 12 years, and she's like, I got excellent business credit. And when we looked at it, she had none.
Wow.
And then once I said, divorce you from your company, and I'll explain to her why, she's like, I want a divorce. I want to divorce me. I want to divorce me.
Right.
So then we started getting the credit going in our company's EIN number.
Okay. It's so important to have your own, to have separate accounts.
Yes. Yes.
I've come
just
across.
Says you don't want to.
Yeah, go ahead, Daryl.
She just says you don't want to commingle money.
That's right.
You don't want to commingle the credit. Just get a separate corporate credit card and keep track of those expenses by the statement. Makes your bookkeeping a breeze, makes accounting a breeze. It's just so many more positives that go with that.
Yes, and also it's important to have a great CPA. Can't stress
Yes.
that enough.
Yes. And it's very, very true. Because a good CPA, as your company scales and grows, will advise you, you know, we need to start separating you from your company. So therefore, you're not having a personal guarantee as your company grows and scales.
Yes.
And not to mention the exit strategy when you're ready to sell your business. And someone's looking at your business. Company A has no credit lines. Company B has $400,000 in credit lines. It's going to add to your bottom line also.
That's right. And again, when you apply for grants, they are looking at that. Okay.
Got it.
Yeah. So can a business owner, Daryl, get business credit with a bad credit score? And let's back up a little bit. What is considered a bad credit score with a business?
Zero.
Right.
Right. And we're going off nav.com, NAV, you can pull your business credit score. NAV has two platforms. They have a free platform, which will give you a grade. So 99% of the times people start off with an F or a D. Don't freak out. It just means none of the vendors that you've been working with have been reporting to the business credit bureaus. The paid version will actually give you a score. The scoring system is 100 down, totally different than the consumer credit side. It's just 100 down. So if your company has a 90, it's Paydex score. It's Dun & Bradstreet is the oldest business credit company out there. So they look at the Dun & Bradstreet Paydex score of a 90. You can qualify for a company vehicle. You know, the time in business, of course, revenue, you have to support that your company can make that payroll or make that payment.
Yeah.
But that's what they'll first look for, is that credit score.
And again, a good CPA can actually direct you on that as well. And on what you need to write off if you were to get a company vehicle and all of that. And that's a whole other ball game. Yeah.
Right. Exactly. And even then, when you go to purchase that company vehicle, you're going to talk to the fleet department, not the guys on the sales floor, the fleet or commercial division, because they'll understand pulling your business credit score.
Mm-hmm. Great tip on that. Can a business owner, Daryl, use business credit to get an SBA loan? I know business owners that want to get an SBA loan, but may not have that credit. How does that work?
SBA, some of their loan programs use what's called an SBSS score, and that stands for Small Business Scoring System. That's a combination of your personal credit score and your business credit score mixed. First thing they're going to look for, they look at that range for them as a 140 to 160 range that your business needs to have for that SBSS score to qualify for some of the SBA loan programs. So first thing I'm going to do is pull that credit score. And like I said, that's a mixture of both credit types to come up with that 140 to 160 range. And if you have that 140, then you get to go to the next step. If you don't have the 140, then they can't get you some of their SBA products.
Okay. And some of those SBA products, do you know what some of those products are that can
Oh,
help a
nothing.
business?
Yeah, so
Or many?
SBA is the best out there. They've got the best
Yes.
rates and
Right.
longer terms than a traditional bank. Because, being in the business world, the rate and term is shorter than the consumer side of things. So SBA, working capital, buy a building, franchise, you name it. They've got several different program options for business owners to tap into those to the money sources. It's a great program.
And two, I know one of those programs here in Alabama is if you live in a disadvantaged area, they can provide you maybe, a certain amount of money to live downtown or in that area, right
Okay.
off starting your business. So they really do have some really great programs through
Really do.
SBA. Yeah. Daryl, is there anything else that you'd love to share with business owners about business credit? We know how important business credit is.
Just that in itself. And when you hear this broadcast, share it. We need to share the information and know there's a better, smarter way of starting your business because you're building your business for your family and generations to come, but
Yes.
you're leveraging your own personal credit and assets to start that company. And we know there's sometimes a business fails. So it's another great option that's going to help you as you grow, your businesses grows and scales. And I jokingly say, when has good credit ever hurt you,
That's
personal
right.
or business? It only opens up more doors, more opportunities, and you're doing it smarter. Because back in the day, I used to hear these financial people say, start a business, max out your personal credit cards and start a business.
What?
Well, yes, wouldn't it make more sense to max out your business credit cards because that's on the company than your personal credit cards? My very first business credit client, he did that, just did that same strategy. He maxed out his business credit cards, pulled 85K off of it, and got an SBA loan to open up a Smoothie King franchise. It was all off his corporate credit.
We all know Smoothie King. Yeah.
Right. And he's looking at now, because since I am certified DBE and MBE, we've got his paperwork in for him to be certified business to get him into the Vegas airport.
Nice.
Yes, that's huge. That opens up more doors also being certified.
It does. That's a, another podcast in itself. But yeah, getting those certifications, whether it's a woman-owned business, whether it's LG,
BT,
BTQ, yeah, those certifications really do help.
They really do. And corporate America is making it part of the diversity programs
You're right.
is to look for certified businesses to do business with.
That's right.
So it's very important because I'm also LGBTQ certified.
Yes. Yeah.
So I just want to give my business as much opportunities as possible to be successful. I've done some events and for DBE businesses at home in Kansas City. So it's huge. It's huge.
It is. It is. And even 8A certified too is really, really big as well.
Right.
And veteran owned is one that's
Veteran
coming
owned.
up lately. Veteran
Right.
owned. Yes. Very big.
Exactly.
So
Yes.
set yourself up for those certifications and utilize that because then it opens up a whole new world into,
Yes.
getting financing or just getting funded, grant funded. So, yeah.
Exactly. And with me doing business credit, yeah, getting doors that can really ex make your business grow and excel very fast.
That's right. Marketing too. It does help with marketing. Yes.
Competitive advantage
Networking.
over another company. Exactly.
That's right. Yes. Okay. So, Daryl, if our listening audience could have one takeaway, I know I could tell you more than one, but just one, what would that takeaway be about what we talked about today?
start checking your business credit. I got a couple like I'm fighting with.
I know.
But business credit, check NAV.com.
Okay.
Just check to see the free version if you've got a grade and what that grade is. Okay. And then start asking the question when the bank tells you this is a business credit card, ask them, does it report to the business credit bureaus? And if so, which ones? Because some of those credit cards can report to one or two of the credit bureaus. Never all three. Very rare, but it does happen. But just knowing to ask those questions before you just take for face value that when they tell you it's a business credit card, and it, in essence, they just extended you a line of credit.
Right.
But it's not helping you build the credit score and credit profile personally or business-wise. So know to ask that questions and just get a foundation of checking NAV to see what your score is and start working on making that stronger, better, and understanding how it's going to help you.
That's right. And checking NAV often too, you know, every few months. It's really important.
Right. Because they've got monthly programs you can sign up with and check that. So, and people don't know also, that's public information. Yes. So example I use is if I want to do business with you, I can simply go and pull your business credit score and see how well you pay your bills and analyze the file.
Yes.
Say, okay, they don't pay their bills on time. Is this a good partnership? Or...
That's right. That's very true. And partnerships are really important. You know, when you network, you want to build those lasting relationships and those lasting partnerships. And you both want to grow. It's you don't want to have a partner that's stagnant while you're growing, right, or vice versa. You want to grow together.
Together, right. Yes. Very important.
All right. So what is the one piece of advice, Daryl, that you wish someone had given you when starting your business?
That would be go into being a loan broker versus banking. Right. Banking, corporate America. And the banks is the great, but a loan broker, you've got so much more flexibility to be your own boss. Mm. So the banking has definitely served me well because it gave me the foundation knowledge-wise. Mm-hmm. But brokering opens up more doors and financially it's a lot better than going into being a bank and corporate America.
That's right. I can see that. Okay. So Daryl, where can my listening audience find you if they're interested in working with you all there at Business Credit Works?
There you said it. Very easy to remember. Business Credit Works. It's because like, when people get it, they're like, oh my God, Business Credit Works. Like, that's the name of my business.
That's right. Flows off the tongue.
Exactly. Very marketable, very memorable. And it's just businesscreditworks.com. The number is 844-417-9675. On my website, I can do a Zoom consultation or a phone consultation. You can decide which one you want to do.
And it's a free consultation. Let's correct. Know that, right? Okay.
Correct. Now, if you want to get into consulting, there is a charge for it. But just to talk about business credit, and it says right on there, a business credit phone consultation or a business credit Zoom consultation. It's free. The one that would cost you, it shows there also.
Fantastic. Daryl, it's been a pleasure having you on the Virtual Ingenuity Business Podcast. And I look forward to talking with you again. We may have you back on the podcast because there's so many different topics that we could touch on. But this is just a brief introduction to...
Right.
Business Credit Works. And you guys provide such wonderful service to your clients across the United States, across the 50
exactly.
states.
Correct. Thank you. I've enjoyed it greatly. Enjoyed meeting you. I know we've talked for a little while and actually meeting you. It's been great. It's so comfortable to come on and talk with you and have a conversation.
Thank you. That's what we want to do here at Virtual Ingenuity at the podcast is we want to make it as comfortable as possible for our guests because we consider our guests our friends, right? Mm-hmm. So
exactly.
My friends, you can listen to more of the Virtual Ingenuity Business Podcast on Apple Podcasts and Spotify. Be sure to like, subscribe, rate, and comment. Thank you all for joining us today. And until next time, let's impact together.